Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 72. For Friday, sunny skies, isolated storms. We'll see temperatures at 90. Right now, it's 68.
This is Mid-American Network News. The parents of a 3-year-old Scott City boy who died after a dental procedure in Wichita have filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Angel Zapata and Nancy Valenzuela filed the lawsuit yesterday alleging their son did not receive proper care during a procedure to remove teeth on July 6th. The suit names dentist Scott White, anesthetist Jeremy Salisbury, Tiny Teeth Dentistry, and Special Anesthesia Services. The lawsuit says that shortly after the boy received anesthetics, he showed signs of an irregular heart rhythm and inadequate patient ventilation. Emergency responders were called, but the boy died at a hospital. The body of a 78-year-old Abilene man was recovered yesterday morning from the Smoky Hill River in northeast Saline County after a witness reported seeing him tumble off a bridge Monday evening. Authorities searched until dark Monday, then resumed the search yesterday morning. The man's body recovered about 7:15 yesterday, a quarter mile downstream from the bridge. Mid-America Network News.
Truck?
SUV?
Truck?
SUV.
That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired E31/21.
A 37-year-old Wichita man will be sentenced in November after being convicted of beating a friend to death with his bare hands. Stephen Speakman was convicted earlier this month of involuntary manslaughter in the death of 33-year-old Haley Collins of Bel Air. Investigators say Speakman and Collins got into an argument that turned physical in the parking lot of a Dillon's store in August of 2019. An affidavit says Collins refused to give Speakman a ride home. Dillon's employees who witnessed the fight said Speakman punched Collins, jumped on top of him, and hit him several more times. Speakman, who was convicted on August 6th, is scheduled to be sentenced November 1st. Top Republican legislators in Kansas accusing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration of illegally spending at least $86 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds by not getting their approval first. Kelly's office didn't respond yesterday to a letter from Senate President Ty Masterson, House Speaker Ron Rickman Jr., and the House and Senate Budget Committee chairs, who threatened to explore filing a lawsuit. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Labor shortages that have plagued businesses across the country have also put the squeeze on Nebraska state parks. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that has led officials to make the unprecedented move to cut hours and services at parks across the state. State Parks Administrator Jim Swenson says parks already were short-staffed this summer, operating with only an estimated 70% of their normal workforce. Now, with many seasonal workers headed back to school, parks are more short-staffed than ever. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission released a list of hours and service reductions at many of its properties, including Mahoney, Ponca, and Niobrara State Parks and Lake McConaughey. Rural America lost more population in the latest census. The trend highlighted an already severe worker shortage in the nation's farming and ranching regions, as well as drew calls from those industries for immigration reform to help ease the problem. Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On our local news, as another school year begins and students return to classes, we continue a series of conversations with the area superintendents about major projects affecting their districts and personnel changes. This week's conversation with the Frankfort Centralia, Hanover Barnes Lynn, and Washington County superintendents.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. This week, I spoke with Area Superintendents Matt Rogers of USD 380 Vermilion Frankfort Centralia, Lee Schmidt of USD 223 Barnes Hanover Lynn, and Denise O'Day of USD 108 Washington County Schools. The school districts are applying lessons learned from the pandemic from last year, as Denise O'Day says.
While we won't do everything like we did last year, we are going to keep some of our COVID precautions in place. We are not wearing masks this coming fall. Anyway, we're not going to start that way. We'll see, you know, if we have to pivot and change our mind in a couple weeks, we might have to do that. But we are going to attempt to start the school year without masks. We're not going to be taking temperatures several times a day like we did last year. Now, we do have the freestanding thermometers, and so it's easy to take a temperature. You know, it's not like someone has to hold it up to a child's head like they did last year. But the CDC has come out and said that that is really a time-consuming endeavor that didn't help anything. And quite frankly, at our school, we didn't catch a single student or adult with a fever all year long. So it really wasn't the best use of our time or resources taking a temperature, so we're not going to do that. But we are going to continue to sanitize every hour. We're going to continue to focus on hand washing and sanitizing. We're going to continue to have small cohort student groups. In case we do have to do any contact tracing, we'll need to know who students we're sitting with, say at lunch or at a small breakout group.
Matt Rogers and Lee Schmidt, tell us about some of the improvements that were made over the summer.
We did some pavement work in our school. We renovated four classrooms at Centralia, which included the weight room, a social studies room, and two elementary classrooms. We are getting new windows over at Frankfort, so those won't be started till probably September. They're having some issues getting parts in. And then just your general stuff. You know, obviously we fixed little things. We painted a lot of classrooms.
Been very busy, USD 223, over the summer. We completed a new gym at Lynn. Preschools, both Lynn and Hanover, have been constructed. A press box, restrooms, and concession stand at Hanover football field. We're going to enclose the football field at Hanover, new goals and nets at Hanover Gym for basketball and volleyball, new track facilities at Lynn. So it's been very busy.
Washington County USD 108 has a major project to address in the upcoming years.
We had a roof study done 2 years ago in 2019, and so now we have a plan of action. It's about a seven-year action plan for repair, restore, or replace our roofs. And we have a major section of our 1965 high school building where the roof has to be restored. So that means a new roof, and that's going to be about $350,000.
Everyone agrees that COVID is the major challenge for the upcoming school year, and USD 380 has a specific goal in meeting that challenge.
You know, obviously we're still dealing with some effects of a pandemic, and last year was not fun for anybody. I mean, it didn't matter what we tried to do. It was just very difficult, not only on the students, but it was difficult on our staff. So I think one of the things we learned is how to reach our students in that non-typical way, not just have them sitting in the classroom and lecturing to them. We learned how to use different platforms, whether it's Google Classroom or Classroom Dojo or, you know, things of that nature to reach our kids if they weren't sitting in our seats. But we all know that, you know, having kids sitting in front of our teachers is what's best for them. And so we're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure that that happens throughout the whole school year.
Just as the superintendents agree that the biggest challenge they face this upcoming year is managing the pandemic, they also agree that they are looking forward most to the students returning. Lee Schmidt of USD 223 shares his feelings on this.
I'm excited to see the kids back in school. The school is a kind of a lonely place in the summertime, but once the kids get back, it's always vibrant, full of energy and enthusiasm and excitement and anxiousness to learn new things. Gyms and the football fields and the practice facilities are just an extension of the classroom, so I'm excited to see all the kids getting out there and learning all they can, you know, about the sport, but then also about the discipline and the work ethic and the teamwork that they learn on, you know, on the field and the court.
All three superintendents are looking forward to working with their new staff.
We picked up a new early childhood teacher, and we've picked up, you know, we've split our first grade, so we picked up a new teacher there, and then we've made some moving around in the district and things of that nature. We've had some staff that we've hired internally that have went from one position to another. We're really excited about our new hires. They're extremely, you know, how it is when you get a new job and you're ready to go, and they've been in the classroom for a couple weeks now, getting everything just perfect. And so we've got a very good mix of veteran teachers and younger teachers and new teachers.
We have 9 new staff members this year, so it's an exciting time. A lot of young, energetic, anxious, excited teachers that are excited to begin their careers here, and we have a wonderful mentoring system to provide them all the help that they need and support that they need to get off the ground this very first part of the year with tremendous success. I'm excited to see them in action.
We have a lot of new staff. Ollie Bush is going to be our secondary counselor. Kate Lott is going to be our elementary PE. Andrea Anderson is our elementary music. Brandy McCubbin is an elementary special ed teacher. Emma Tryon will be a 5th grade teacher. Chelsea McCall is our new high school science teacher. Richie Nelson is our high school special ed teacher. And Ken Postacol is our high school custodian.
Thank you for tuning into Public Affairs this week. We've been speaking with area superintendents, USD 380 Vermilion Frankfort Centralia Matt Rogers, USD 223 Hanover Barnes Lynn Lee Schmidt, and USD 108 Washington County Schools Denise O'Day. You're listening to Public Affairs on KNDY.
We'll conclude our conversation with area superintendents as part of our Public Affairs program airing this weekend, Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Join the conversation with Marysville and Valley Heights superintendents. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lemon pepper fish, rice, mixed veggie, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, Reuben casserole, a muffin, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, quiet weather for this Wednesday across the central parts of the Midwest, but we do have an upper-level system that'll be pushing across our area as we head into tomorrow. Continuing into tomorrow night, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We have a low-pressure system that'll be moving in from the northwest, continuing to bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. We will continue to see temperatures in the upper 80s to the lower 90s across the central parts of the Midwest over the next several days. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 72. For Friday, sunny, isolated storms, we'll see temperatures at 90. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low 66 and the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. Sunny and 68 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of August. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
The Yankees back in business and a scary scene on the mound in Chicago. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Just 6 weeks ago, the Yankees were on the outside looking in. Now they're back in the thick of the American League playoff race.
It swung on and drilled right into his high. It is far. It is gone. It's one to Detroit.
The call on WFAN, Luke Voit and Giancarlo Stanton both homered for the Pinstripers in their 2-0 shutout of the Red Sox to take both ends of a doubleheader following a 5-3 win in the opener. The Yanks moved ahead of Boston for second in the AL East. In Chicago, A's starter Chris Bassitt was carted off the field in the second inning after he was hit in the head by a line drive. Manager Bob Melvin.
Bass is conscious. He was the entire time. We don't think the eye is a problem at this point. It felt like it was below it.
Melvin did not take any questions post-game. The White Sox drubbed Oakland 9-0. NFL, want to attend a Raiders game this year? ABC's Allie Stone says bring your vaccination card.
The Raiders are offering fans their money back if they don't want to get vaccinated, but to attend a Raiders game this season, owner Mark Davis says vaccines will be mandatory, allowing for 100% capacity and no masks.
I think people forget that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. It's not over yet.
All full-time workers in the Raiders stadium also have to be fully vaccinated to keep their jobs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tim Tebow's latest comeback is over. Attempting to resume his NFL career as a tight end, the Jaguars released the former Heisman Trophy winner as part of their first round of roster cuts. Head coach Urban Meyer.
You know, we knew that was an uphill battle for Tim, and players loved him, locker room loved him, but it was the right thing.
Following his release, Tebow took to Twitter to thank the Jaguars for the chance to have pursued a dream. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was kind of a tough day for our agricultural futures markets. Corn, soybeans, and wheat finished poorly. The livestock complex was down almost all the way across the board. Just not the best day for agriculture futures on Tuesday. September, Kansas City wheat down 19 and 3 quarters, 716 and 3 quarters. December down 20 at 729 and a quarter. Corn was down. September down 6 and a half, 558 and a quarter. December down 5 and a quarter at 563 and a half. Soybeans started the day okay, but couldn't finish. September beans at 1369 down 7. November beans at 1361 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. All the back months were down. Soybean products mixed. Meal was up. Oil was down. September soybean meal up 70 cents at 360.10. October up 60 at 359.30. But bean oil was lower. September down 75 points at 62.54. October soybean oil was down 81 points at 62.19. So it all in all was not the happiest day across the soybean complex. Turning our attention to livestock, sometimes things are better with livestock when Things aren't so good with the grains, and that wasn't the case on Tuesday. Everything was down. August live cattle down 22 at 123.30. October down a dollar at 128.12. Feeder cattle were lower. September feeders down 107 at 160.92. October feeders down 67 at 164.27. So it was not good in the cattle complex. Each of the back months was lower in both fat cattle and in feeder cattle. Hogs had been kind of on a rally the last couple of days, but Tuesday was not one of those. Back in the doldrums again. October hogs at 87.90, down 110. December hogs down 77 at 81.07. So just couldn't find a whole lot of positives in the ag futures on Tuesday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It takes more than love to care for a loved one. AARP developed a Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide as a starting point to help you find the services and support you might need. To order a print copy of this guide, call AARP at 877-333-5885 and request the Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide. Or find the guide online at aarp.org/KS Caregiver Resources. Paid for by...
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. China not yet buying new crop soybeans from the U.S. as fast as it did this time last year, but U.S. sales still historically strong and increasing quickly in August. Up until August 5th, China had contracted to buy roughly 4.7 million tons of U.S. new crop soybeans for delivery in the 21-22 marketing year, according to USDA. Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence for United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, said that's more than 5 million tons less than the level of new crop purchases by China at the same time last year, but the current pace is still solid. While the pace for U.S. sales to China isn't as high as last year, a situation Marshall calls an aberration, it's on track to be a strong year for sales and exports. USDA announcement of export sales for new crop soybeans to China continues to pile up. Since August 5th, USDA announcing sales 851,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery in the upcoming marketing year, including Chinese commitments for 131,000 tons on August 6th, 132,000 tons August 10th, 132,000 tons August 11th, and 126,000 on August 13th, along with 198,000 metric tons on August 17th. Biofuel and Farm Groups filed a petition for rehearing with the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals regarding the recent American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers versus EPA decision. The court decision vacated a 2019 regulation allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol fuel blends. The petition asked the full court to rehear the case because of significant legal errors in the three-judge panel's decision handed down on July 2nd. Growth Energy, National Corn Growers, Renewable Fuel Association filed the petition. Together, the three national organizations said if allowed to stand, the court's decision to vacate EPA's rulemaking to allow E15 to be sold year-round will have devastating consequences for the market expansion of homegrown biofuels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chevy Equinox. There's a 2016 Buick LaCrosse, 2015 Chevy Town & Country, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. These are priced right and ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Heatburst is the weather word for the day. We will use up some hot air talking about it today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 18th, the 230th day of the year. Robert Redford celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1988, 22 cities set new record high temperatures in the sweltering summer of 1988. Heat like that often brews thunderstorms, which in turn brings refreshing downdrafts of cooler air. Sometimes, though, the downdraft from a collapsing storm is so great that it causes a heat burst, a sensation compared to a blast furnace by those who've experienced it. A heat burst in Oklahoma in 1996 spiked the temperature from 88 to 102 in a matter of minutes, with winds up to 95 miles per hour. And a more recent Texas heat burst whipsawed the temperature from 75 to 94 and back to 73, all in less than an hour. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 68 this morning in Marysville, sunshine. Reaping highs near 90 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Wednesday. Win for the Royals last night as Daniel Lynch allowed one run over seven sharp innings as the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 3-1. Hanser Alberto gave the Royals the lead with a two-run double in the sixth. Michael A. Taylor also drove in a run off losing pitcher Framber Valdez. Jake Brantz walked a pair in the ninth before the hard-throwing reliever struck out Chaz McCormick and earned his second career save. The Royals have come from behind to beat the AL West leaders in each of the first two games of their four-game series at Kauffman. That series continues this evening, first pitch at 7:10. Things didn't go quite so well for the Wichita Wind Surge in a back-and-forth battle last night. The Wind Surge could not hold off the Springfield Cardinals after taking the lead three times. The Cardinals continued to answer the runs scored by Wichita and took the game 8-6. Game two of the Wichita Wind Surge and Springfield Cardinals tonight, first pitch 6:35. Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. Don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. Still, she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. Every day I brace myself to hear the words I'm scared she's gonna say. And every night I thank the Lord somehow.
Sometimes there are things a man just knows that he really can't explain. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. Smell the rain.
Just living dreams about you.